Hallelujah. Would you mind standing for just a minute as we look to the word of the Lord? Let me say once again, we do appreciate Brother Golder and the work in this fine building. I commend you for obtaining such fine property. Now, join him in his wishes and desire to fill this up and expand even further. And I feel that God is with you, in you, and you will be truly a great gospel lighthouse for God. And I count it a privilege to be honored to be asked to speak in one of these series of services, and we enjoyed the service Friday night tremendously. The word of the Lord in the third chapter of Luke, verse 25. Everybody say, praise the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man, I'm talking about the second chapter, second chapter of St. Luke, verse 25. The man's name was Simeon. See, I'm nervous. The same was a just man, the kind that people say there's no such thing. You know, they claim there's none righteous. That was before we found God. He was devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And it came by the Spirit into the temple, and where the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and a glory to the people of Israel. And everybody say, praise the Lord. You may be seated. A man that was waiting and looking and desiring to see the greatest being that ever lived. As a child, we had a friend. His name was George McCarty. He was an older man. I was a little boy. George McCarty would come once in a while. He wore a long overall jumper jacket that we called overall jumper, blue denim. He'd really be in style nowadays. They say they can't afford to wear anything else. Them things cost more than Elmer's Special. Elmer's Special. But we always enjoyed seeing Mr. McCarty. We called him Carty. Because in that jumper or jacket that he wore, he carried such things as candy and bananas, Cracker Jacks. I didn't care too much for the Cracker Jacks, but I liked that prize he found in there. I still buy them once in a while. Always get a disappointment. 40 years ago, when Sister Rutledge and I first married, we went to town. My folks went to the store and they bought some groceries and they brought some crackers. The brand was Premium. Like Quaker's Oats, she thought it had a premium inside. I never will forget that. She dug. We just kids. She is 16, I'm 17. She dug inside that box looking for a premium. The premium was the cracker. The premium is the Lord. Oh, you can come to church and expect the singing and the blessings, but oh, when you dig inside and when you begin to feel what we've already felt here tonight. We lived way back, way back, way back. Well, you don't know where it is. Lesterville. It ain't there no more. That's the truth. It's not there no more. It's the reason I'm here. I'm not there no more. It's all grown up. I have too. But we see a man coming down the road. I didn't have any brothers and sisters except a little sister that died young. But I had a lot of cousins. And someone would shout, "Yonder comes Carty." And boy, down the road we'd go to meet Carty because we knew he came bearing gifts. From the earliest stages of humanity, there was a promise of a man coming bearing gifts. People look for him. Long for him. Search for him. Sometimes disappointed because they put their hopes in someone that turned out not to be the man. You know, after the fall, it was said that the seed of a woman shall bruise the head of the serpent.
Yes.
And then the firstborn child of Adam and Eve was born. His name was Cain. And you know what Eve said? "I have received a man from the Lord." It was Cain. He didn't turn out too good, did he? Now at this point, it did not really explain the virgin birth and all that. I'm not too sure, but what Eve thought at that minute, here's the victor. Here's the one that will bruise the head of the serpent. Here's the one that'll restore us back to that relationship. But it was a disappointment. That was not him. He turned out to be a murderer. Are you with me tonight?
All right.
And then, of course, Abel was slain. And then another son, Seth, was given.
Yes.
Again, I've received a man from the Lord to replace my son Abel.
All right.
And righteous as he may have been, Seth was not the man. Not the man. All the way down to the Old Testament. All the way into the New Testament. Great men, holy men, righteous men, they kept looking for that man to come down the road bearing gifts, bringing victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There came Enos, there came Canaan, there came Mahalia, there was Jared, and there was Enoch, who walked with God 365 years, and then was not because God took him. It's been said he just walked so close to God and walked with God until one day he got closer to God's house until he was his own house. So he just went home with the Lord. That's what we're going to do too. By the grace of God, we're going to walk with God. We're going to walk close to the Lord. Someday we're going to get closer to God's house and we are our own house. And we're going to meet him.
Yes.
Glory, glory. But as good as he was, he was not that one.
Yes.
Right. Amen. Then the story goes on. There was Methuselah.
Yes.
He lived so long. When I was just a young preacher, I got to study my Bible. I hadn't read many books. Still don't read many books except this one. But I got to reading how old that old fellow was. And I got to seeing when the flood was. And I thought it found me a contradiction. Because see me, like, from the time he was born till the time of the flood, he's going to outlive the time that was allotted. The flood is going to be there first. And you know, when I begin to add it up and figure it out, he died in the year of the flood.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he got drowned, but that's the year that he died.
All right.
Amen. But he wasn't the one. He lived a long time, but he wasn't the one.
Who?
Then Noah came along a little bit later, a couple of generations later, and he was a savior to the people of that day. Amen. They built a boat and they got on the boat and 8 souls were saved by water. You know that story.
Yes.
But there's someone greater than Noah coming.
Yes.
Oh, you could go on down through the scripture. You could go on down to other great men like Abraham, a man that had so much faith in God, he is willing to leave it all behind and go where God told him to go. And people called him Father Abraham. We have the story of a man even in hell crying out, Father Abraham. Great man Abraham was. That covenant was made with Abraham and his seed. And he wasn't talking about just Isaac and Jacob and the other sons. No, sir. He was talking about the seed. The third chapter of Galatians said, not with seeds as if there were many, but with a seed. And that seed was Christ. And we are sons of Jesus Christ. And therefore we are heirs according to the promise of Abraham. And our inheritance is not the natural. It is not Palestine with all its corruption and all its war. Our inheritance is this great thing that we're feeling tonight. Know ye not, according to Peter, that we have come to Zion. We've come to the New Jerusalem. I feel the fluttering of angels' wings if they've got them. Because there's an innumerable band of angels. We've come to the General Assembly of the Church of the Firstborn, and I feel the presence of God here tonight. This is no plaything.
No.
Amen. You're in the greatest thing that ever happened on this earth. Oh, the tabernacle and all its glory, the temple and all its beauty and all that gold, that's not to be compared with this. It's not as tangible right now, but say it's more lasting, it's more enduring, and you're in on it. Then came Moses, a deliverer. Surely this is the one. Surely. Probably many a person, or if you'd have been one of the slaves in Egypt, working from can to can, just working and building bricks, making bricks and carrying straw and having stripes put on your back as a slave in Egypt, had you been one of the seed of Abraham in that day, and then someone came with the news, there was a man that saw a bush burning. There was a man that had a talk with a great I Am. There's a man that, he was a proper child. Amen. He was born a proper child. He had the blessings of God upon him from the day of his birth, even in the bulrushes and the river. He had the blessings of God upon him when he was sitting on Pharaoh's knee. And there came a time that he chose not to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but took his place as a child of God and numbered himself with the Hebrews. When he made his announcement, we're getting out of here. God's going to take us out of here. We're going back to the land that God gave us.
Yes.
You know, I suppose somebody thought, that's him. This is victory. This is it. Great as he was. No, 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 no. Somebody greater than Moses is coming.
Yes.
Skip over again to the day of Simeon. It wasn't Noah. It wasn't Enoch. It wasn't Cain. It wasn't Seth. It wasn't Abraham. It wasn't Isaac.
Right.
It wasn't Jacob. It wasn't Moses. It wasn't Joshua. No, 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 no.
Hallelujah.
But the Holy Ghost told me something, that man said. The Holy Ghost told me that I'm not going to die. Wouldn't it be so good to know that a rattlesnake bites you, it wouldn't kill you? Car turn over and over and over. Have you ever been to one? I have. You know what I said? Jesus. If you got any sense, that's what you said too. Jesus. But you know what? Simeon could not die until he saw him coming down the road. Until he see the man bearing gifts.
All right. Hallelujah.
Don't you know somebody thought John the Baptist was him?
Yeah.
Hey, they still do.
Yeah.
I heard one fellow say that Jesus joined John's church. Said when he was baptized in Jordan, right then and there, he became a missionary Baptist. Now that's deep. That takes some deep understanding to understand that. You know what John said? I'm not him.
No.
Hey, I'm just a voice. I'm just a witness. But there's one coming after me. Mightier than I. I'm. Woo, I don't know what I. Does it always feel this way in this church? Greater than I.
Yeah.
He's got something for you.
Yeah.
He's got bananas. Better than that. Candy. Better than that.
Yeah.
Cadillac. Better than that. Mercedes. Better than that. He'll baptize you.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
Ronnie! Sue! Jane! Whoever!
He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost! With the Holy Ghost!
I baptize with water, John said. But there's one greater than I. He'll baptize you. Now you're helping me. That's my message. Go ahead, I like that. I might preach 2 hours if you keep on like that. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That same John said, the axe is laid at the root of the tree. The axe is coming. We used to sing, everything that's not of Jesus shall go down. The axe is coming. Amen. Whose fan is in his hand, he'll thoroughly purge his floor. Now, I got an understanding of that when I was a wee boy. I tell so many stories about Lawrence County, Arkansas. I'm glad I'm from Lawrence County instead of Indiana. I tell so many stories that happened in Lawrence County, Arkansas. Brother Heron in my church, one of our ministers, he said more things happened in Lawrence County, Arkansas than any other place in the world. I think he thought I was making up some of these stories. It's not that, I just got a good memory. I've got such a good memory, if you do me wrong, I never will forget it. Mark that, scratch that from the tape if that's on the tape. Amen. Oh, dear Jesus, help me. Let's take time out to praise the Lord, will you? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't even know what I was going to tell about Lawrence County now. I lost that. God didn't want me to tell you that one. Sam, you see, you're not the only one that forgets. The other day, my right arm was hurting. Somebody said it's old age. I said, can't be. They said, how come? I said, my left arm's same age, and it don't hurt. Anytime I get a laugh out of Dick Price, I'm doing all right. Hallelujah. Let's not want to tell you, he's here. He's here. If whatever I was going to tell had happened since 1943, my wife would help me. But it was before that. That's when we got married. All right. But I want to tell you this. Simeon had a promise from God, you will not die until you see with your own eyes the Lord's Christ. Malachi spoke of him. Isaiah spoke of him. You know, Isaiah made it a little plainer. He said, a virgin shall conceive. So that kind of changed their viewpoint a bit. When it wasn't just looking to every son then, it was looking for a virgin-born son. Amen. So this old man, Simeon, he knew all these things, and before Holy Ghost dispensation, he got so close to God that the Spirit whispered in his ear, you're not going to die. You know why? He wanted to see him. He wanted to see him. That's the reason. If you really desire, I mean if you're really hungry, you know what the Bible says? He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall, if you really want to see, if you really want to understand, if you really, 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 more than anything else. Now, I want to make a confession on behalf of some of my brethren. Not mine, them. When Brother Johnny first came into the church, he's a fine man, hard worker. He'd just do anything you ask him to do and many things that you don't ask him to do. But when he first came into the church, he was so crazy about football, he was a coach in a high school. And he quit that immediately. Just told, give him notice, he was leaving. And they said, how much notice are you giving? He said, 10 minutes, I'm gone. Hallelujah. He felt he had to get close to the church where he could live for God. He came, moved up to Pine Bluff from Louisiana, and he kept talking about the Saints playing football. And I said, I didn't know Saints played football. Because he's talking about New Orleans team, I think, you know. I might know more about it than I'm letting on like. But anyway, he said, I could easily preach hard against television if it wasn't for football. Now, that's a good long while ago he said that. Say, that's a good long while ago. I see right now I'm hitting a dead... I'm coming to a screeching halt. I know that right now. All right. Brother Sam... Sam, hold your hand up. Brother Sam, he had this softball deal. I mean, I don't guess it's wrong to throw a ball, you know, but he had it so bad. I mean, you just hold up a ball, old Sam was gone. But he got victory over that. It just depends on what you really want to be. Hallelujah. It just depends on what you really want to be. Your pastor here expressed to me, and he expressed in pulpit the other night, a little disappointment that more of his people hasn't come to this great meeting that he's planned and gone to the expense and all that. I know his feelings. I know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in Hot Springs, too. Pine Bluff's pretty blessed, but Hot Springs got the same problem. Arkadelphi and Pine Bluff. Oh, yeah. Dear Lord, we'll be down next Sunday, dear season. That's right. But look, if you really desire, if you really want, if you really want to see, if you really want to understand, the same Holy Ghost even more fervently will speak in your ear like it did to Simeon. Amen. You can see. You can hear. Oh, glory, 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 glory. You talk about inoculation. He was immune to death in any degree until he got to see the Lord.
All right.
But when he saw him, he took him in his arms and he blessed God. Ooh, he knew who he was, didn't he? And he said, now I'm ready to die. He said, let your servant depart in peace. I've seen a light to Martin Rutledge and to Elder Golder, he wasn't yet born, of course. All of us. I don't think any of us, very few of us, most of you don't look like Jews to me outwardly. I read, now don't you get mad at me. I read where Sammy Davis Jr., you don't know who he is, of course, but I read about him. Black fella, entertainer. Flat nose. And he said he played golf with Frank Sinatra. And he said Sinatra beat me, but he wouldn't have if I hadn't have been handicapped. And they said, handicapped? He said, I only have one eye. And I'm a Jew. And I'm black. And he said, if that's not handicapped, I don't know what you're talking about. Now, that was the newspaper. I'm not preaching any doctrines about that. But we're not Jewish after the flesh. I belong to the same crowd all of you do, regardless of color. We were Gentiles and lost and undone without God. And even if we had been Jews, because of unbelief and disobedience, we had been cut off. And all under sin. Everybody understand. Everybody's got to be born again. Everybody's understand. Everybody born again. Whew, I'm a poet and didn't know it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody's understand they must be born again. Praise God for a new birth. Here he sat day after day. More faithful to the house of God than some of us. He didn't want to miss him. And he knew that when the Lord come, he was going to come to the temple. Malachi told him that. And he knew that eventually he wasn't going to die until he'd see him. If I just stick around the house of God, I'm going to see him. Now, today, if you just stick around the services and listen to the testimonies, listen to the preaching and join in the singing and get with it, you're going to feel Him. You're going to know Him. You're going to see Him. Here come a mother and a father in with a baby. And he whispered, "What's that baby? Who's that? Is that a boy or a girl?" "It's a girl. It's not him." "That's right. It's not him. That's her. Somebody else come in."
"Yes."
"What tribe are they from?" They told him, "That's not him. But somebody's coming down the road. He's bearing gifts. Woo! He's coming." And then here came Joseph and Mary. Something stirred, same thing whispered in his ear, began to move in his heart. He stood up, met that couple, took that baby from them, held it in his arms. "This is what we've been longing for. This is our hope. This is our salvation. This is our glory. Oh, I think we ought to praise God." So the baby was dedicated, circumcised and all that. And then the baby grew and waxed great. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. And then he said, "It's time that I'm about my Father's business." And then he came to Jordan where John was baptizing. And the Spirit of the Lord again moved upon John. And John said, "I'll not to baptize you. You ought to baptize me." But Jesus said, "It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness from beyond us." And he was baptized, and the Spirit of God came like a dove, in a bodily shape as a dove, set upon him, and a voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." This is what Moses was talking about when he said, "Another prophet will God raise up like unto me. Hear ye him." This is what Jacob was talking about when he put his hands on Judah and said, "A scepter shall not depart from Judah, our lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and unto him will the gathering of the people be." Hallelujah. So, and then he began his, well, even the next day after the baptizing, here he came down the road again. That same Spirit hit John the Baptist again. "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Who else had ever had such a power, such a message, such an ability? But Jesus did. But it's greater than just his earthly ministry. I will not take the time to do so, but you know, when Jesus stood up in the Sabbath school of the synagogue and they handed him the scroll of Isaiah and he began to read the place where it said, Isaiah 61 as we know it, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Hallelujah. That's it. Hallelujah. To open the eyes of blind. That's not the captive free. To set at liberty them that are bound. Go worship, Aha. Worship. Everybody looking at him. He took the scroll and he said, This day this is fulfilled right before you. Hand it back to the minister of the synagogue. Hallelujah. Begin his ministry, healing the sick, cleansing the leper, opening the eyes of the blind. Did he do it? Healer, Savior, wonderful God. But the greatest thing that he did was not any of these things. But when he hung between the heavens and the earth, how much did God love you? Oh, that's how much He loved us. Enough to die for us. He died for us that we might have the gifts. The gift of the Holy Ghost and all that goes with it. Had He not died, we'd still be outside. Had He not died, we'd still be in the Gentile lost world. We're no longer ruler of the Gentile world after the flesh, yes, but after the Spirit we're drafted in. We're born again. We cry out, my Father. Yeah. He's already come. But he's coming again. Hallelujah. 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 Let's stand and love him, will you? Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, say. Yes.